Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the podcast today. Today, what we want to talk about is Microsoft. They made a big announcement, and they, of course, they have their AI Copilot, but they've been adding like different specialties to it. So right now, they've just announced essentially that they have an AI Copilot for sales and services. It's now generally available. This is something they announced a while back, but they hadn't really rolled it out to everyone. I want to talk about some interesting things from this product. But the first thing I want to say is this announcement essentially came from Satya, the CEO of Microsoft. He tweeted and said, excited to announce the general availability of Copilot for sales and Copilot for services as we continue to extend Copilot to every role and function. Okay, a couple things I want to highlight. Number one, if you're in sales, or I mean, everyone is always selling products, so there's a lot of really cool functionalities you can use while you're trying to help sell your products, services, whatever your business is through this. But the other thing I want to highlight is I want to highlight the strategy they're employing. I'm going to get into kind of what this does, but I just want to high level talk about the strategy. And that is that they have this general like AI thing, and now they're repackaging it as a bunch of special things. Like it's like Copilot for sales, Copilot for services, Copilot for developers, Copilot for, and it's just like they add like a little extra something into it, and now they spin it as something different. When you are creating your business, or when you're interested in creating AI tools or anything, this strategy is so powerful, where you essentially can take one product, maybe add a little bit to it, and then make it like niche specific. And by going niche specific, you can charge more for it. You get people that are specifically looking for, you know, sales solutions. I just think this is such an amazing spin on this. I don't know. What are your thoughts, Jamie?
Yeah, I mean, so I have a friend actually who recently got laid off from a tech job, and he's always had a side gig of marketing, and so he'll do like websites for people. And just with all this new AI stuff that's coming out for businesses, I think, you know, really in my mind, what he could do is take it, we're not just going to do marketing for you, but we're going to help you with your sales, we're going to help you with your conversion rates, you know, all through AI, through some of these tools like. You know, I think about, you know, sometimes when you go visit, you know, a doctor or something or a dentist, and you tell them something about your life personally, and you come back 6 months later and they remember it, they probably just wrote it down after you left. But still, like, yeah, the fact that they remembered is like crazy, and it makes a big difference. So with sales, you know, if you could have an AI tool like Copilot summarize the meeting you had with someone and you know, remember important personal details, that's really going to help your sales, I think, you know. So all that to say, I feel like as a marketer, you know, some of these AI tools, if you can tie them together, like you said, you're going to be able to offer more to the customer and create more value and make more money.
100%. I want to illustrate just like one. Okay, I want to get into the features of this, because I'm sure a lot of people are interested. But like last thing on this, just the strategy that Microsoft is employing here by essentially like spinning up new versions of specific niche areas for their Copilot, I think is so smart. And one area that I've specifically done this before in the past, as a lot of people know, I make money every month from Spotify and Apple Music. It's just something I set up when I was in college. I haven't messed around with it too much, but it was a project I did, and I still get royalties, a couple thousand dollars every month from it. But one thing that I did there was I literally got someone playing just like relaxing piano music. I had a friend, he's just good at playing piano music. I just record him playing piano music for a couple hours, because he just would do that for fun anyways, and he could just, you know, whip things out of his brain and play it. And I, you know, of course paid him for it, and he's my friend. He's like, yeah, use this for your project, it's cool. So anyways, I took that relaxing piano music and I labeled it as a ton of different things. I made albums that were, you know, music to help your baby fall asleep, relaxing study music, music to help your cat fall asleep. Literally, I make like $600 a month from relaxing cat music, whatever that is, right? That's awesome. I made some that was like meditation, spa, like, okay, so tons of different areas. It's literally the same content. I'm just packaging it different ways, because I know that someone's going to go to Spotify and be like, I'm studying, I need relaxing study music. They're going to type that in, and they're going to find my thing. But they're not going to click on my relaxing cat music if they're looking for relaxing, you know, study music. So I did all these different areas. Some of them worked out really well. And I think that's what Microsoft is doing. They have, like, essentially the same core functionality. It's useful for everyone, and maybe they add a couple extra little sales features in there to call it Copilot for Sales, but really it's the underlying Copilot functionality they're doing. Anyways, so I just think niching it down makes it so that you can capture so much more of the market. And I think this is just a brilliant business strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so they have Copilot for Sales and Copilot for Service. So, you know, depending on what a company's looking for, maybe they don't care to have the sales thing, but they do want to have a really great chat bot based around, you know, their product or service. So then they could go to AI Copilot for Service and find that. So yeah, kind of like you said, they're breaking it up. It all kind of is the same AI model, but used for different things, which is really smart on their part.
100%. Okay, I want to break down a couple of the capabilities of this for people that are curious or interested or might want to use this. So there was a blog post by Emily He, who's Microsoft's Corporate Vice President of Business Applications Marketing. And she was talking about it, and she said essentially, quote, talking about the Copilot for Sales, and she said, quote, it will have capabilities like updating dynamic 365 sales records from Outlook, summarizing email threads, generating email drafts, and summarizing meetings with conversation intelligence. These AI capabilities have helped employees show their clients that they are top of mind while helping them work more productively. Okay, so what's interesting there, again, not to harp on our previous point too much, but like, you know, generating email drafts and summarizing email threads, these are all features that Copilot has. And of course, it's like used by salespeople, and they have like the integrations like updating dynamic 365 sales records from Outlook. So that's definitely like a sales feature that you're going to want. But like a lot of these are just the core Copilot features that are just specifically branded. But of course, like very, very helpful. And so, yeah, I'm excited to see kind of where this goes. The cost on this is $50. And I think that's per user per month if you pay for it annually. But I do think that like the existing Copilot for Microsoft 365, you can get the like non-sales. That's for the Copilot for Sales. Yeah. And then it's an extra $20 a month per user if you, I think, don't want the sales specific one. I'm not sure. And I think there's some versions of this that are free too. So I would go check out the pricing on all of this. Dynamic 365 Sales Premium, you have to pay an extra $30 a month if you want it. So anyways, it's they have a bunch of different pricing structures, but it's somewhere under $50 a month. If this is, you know, what you do all day, every day in sales, this is definitely something that you're going to want. But do know that, you know, it's like a lot. It's just like extra sales bells and whistles on top of the core, you know, Copilot features that Microsoft has.
Very good. Yeah. And like, again, back to the, if you're doing like a marketing business or, you know, helping businesses with their sales, I still feel like that's a pretty good price, and the value is definitely there. So as like a facilitator of that, you could easily mark up the price and still have, you know, some profit for yourself there as well. I feel like a lot of these AI tools in my mind are fairly inexpensive at this point. So, and that's kind of back to probably why Microsoft is adding all these upsells for different, you know, specific features and stuff like that. But I feel like it's a very affordable service.
Yeah. 100%. Okay, here's a funny thought I had about all of this, Jamie, and I'd be curious to get your opinion on this. So recently I had someone, you know, on LinkedIn, I feel like it's like the platform that I get like a billion inbound sales things where people want to sell me and help me do everything in my business, right? That's like,
yeah.
I get more inbound on LinkedIn than I think like, you know, spam emails or, you know, inbound sales emails. Anyways, it's so funny because like, half the time they're like, hey, I have this like thing, and if it's something I'm interested in, I'm like, okay, like what's your pricing, like what do you do for it? Then they send me this like massively long email, which I know they just generated on ChatGPT or Copilot or something, and I'm like, it's so long, I'm like, I'm not even gonna read that. So I literally take it, copy and paste it into ChatGPT. I'm like, please give me a summary of like what this email, and it's like three bullet points. It's like they said congratulations on this, they have this product they want to introduce you to, they said that they'll do a partnership with blah 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 blah. Anyways, and I'm like, okay, thank you for the three bullet points. Like, would have been great if they just sent that to me. Like, I don't know, maybe they think the sales is going to go better if I have to read like an essay. But anyways, My question to you is, when salespeople or business people are using these tools, do you think like we're creating a world where, because it has like two features that it highlights, is like writing emails and then summarizing emails. Do you think we're like creating a world where you literally have to use AI tools, because otherwise you're going to get these giant emails from AI that you just want summarized? So it's like someone like writes like a little summary and gets a big email written, and then you get it, and then you turn it back into like a summary because you don't want to read the big email. Do you think this is just Microsoft's like evil plan to make us, you know, like have to use AI, you know, they like make it big so you make it small?
I mean, that's an interesting thought. I mean, I think back to kind of the sales copy you read a lot of times, and back even on Facebook when people are trying to sell like a course or something, it's like pages and pages of copy. And it's like, okay, let me get to the point here. And now with AI, you're going to have even more of that noise. So you will, I mean, I do think it's a reality that you're going to want to have an AI summarizer, you know, on hand for a lot of things, from emails to sales. And then even further, I feel like, you know, all these voice bot like Amazon Alexa, they should integrate AI tools so they can summarize and just read them emails to you, so you don't have to sit there and read through all the stuff. But that's just
100%. Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, that's just a funny thought. But I think there's a lot of really cool features in this, and inevitably you're going to need it because now you're starting to get really big inbound sales emails. But I think there's a lot of really cool features in this. And I think the strategy that Microsoft is employing here, by taking a core functionality and then spinning it into different niches, is absolutely brilliant. And so I hope that, you know, that you can hopefully find ways to apply this to your business, because I've done it and it's been really successful in the past. So really excited about that direction and that takeaway. If you enjoyed the podcast today, if you could do us a massive favor, I'm serious, like this is a massive favor, if you could leave us a review, it would mean literally the world to us. Jamie might cry, I don't know. I will definitely be appreciative. We read every review and we love them. So maybe we need to like start reading reviews on air. So if you leave a review, you get a shout out.
Nice.
Yeah. What are the shows where people like they submit like emails, you know, it's like listener questions or whatever. You have to submit your questions in a review. We'll read your reviews on air. That might Perfect. Be the next thing. If you guys have a question for us, please submit it in a review, and we'll check it and we'll answer your questions on the next episode. Or I think Apple takes a few days for your review actually to go live. So whenever it comes out, we'll get up to you in a week or so. But leave us a question, drop it in the reviews. Really appreciate it. And we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.